It's Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As it is Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So we thought this morning we'd talk about the thing that is topic 1A, maybe, along with vaccinations themselves, and that is the Delta variant.
Yeah, so we're watching this with interest. As many people know, the COVID virus has been mutating, which is what viruses do. And there are a number of variants around the world which are of interest. Not all of the mutations are of interest, but there are a handful that are particularly of interest because they seem to impart a benefit to the virus in terms of making it more contagious. Some of them are also affecting, to some extent, the effectiveness of the vaccines, but fortunately not in a significant way at this time. So the one that I think is worthy of really watching closely is the Delta variant. That's a variant that was first identified in India. Who knows where it actually started, but it's about 20% now of the new cases in the United States are of the Delta variant. So it's rapidly spreading across the world and probably will become the dominant variant pretty soon. Certainly in India, it's, you know, close to 100% of the cases there were of this by the end of the winter. So the thing about the Delta variant is that it is more contagious. It's about twice as contagious as the previous variant that we have dealt with. And what that means is that during the 10 days or so that somebody is infectious or contagious, historically, they would transmit it to maybe about 2.5 more people. This is assuming that, of course, no one's vaccinated and no one is wearing masks. So in that sort of pristine condition, there would be about 2.5 new people that would be infected for every one person that's infected. The Delta variant is about twice as contagious, meaning that about 4 people will get infected. So from an individual perspective, that really isn't a big deal. However, on a social or national, worldwide, if you will, perspective, then that has huge implications because it means that we're going to potentially have twice as many cases. Now, the people who are most at risk are the unvaccinated people. This variant is susceptible to the vaccine. In other words, the vaccine does give good protection. There is a slightly increased chance that a vaccinated person could get sick, but fortunately they don't get sick to the point where they need to be hospitalized or anything like that. So I think that this is another wake-up call to everybody to get vaccinated. This is not, you know, I'm not trying to monger fear or anything like that, but I do think that this is the reality of what we're dealing with. And if people are unvaccinated, then they're really exposed to this variant, which is spreading. I'm going to talk in more detail about it in the Miller Report for this week.
Oh, good.
And I did a report, I think it was about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, talking about all the variants and how they develop. So if anybody wants to go check out the Miller Report, I've started a blog called wmillermd.com dedicated to all of the some 60 or 70 Miller reports that I've written since this COVID pandemic began. So that would be wmillermd.com, and you can go look up previous Miller reports, and you can look up the one, for example, that talked about all the previous variants and how they developed.
All right. So basically, doctor, summing things up, if you've been vaccinated, the vaccine you have within you more than likely will take care of this new variant, the Delta variant. But if you haven't been vaccinated, you should get vaccinated. Number one, because you should get vaccinated. But also number two, if this Delta variant gets a hold of you, it's a pretty strong thing, and you'll more than likely get sick to some degree.
Yes, and specifically, for example, the Pfizer vaccine we know is about 95% effective against the previous form of COVID. And against this new Delta, it's about 86% effective. So 86% is still a very good effective vaccine. Keep in mind that the flu shot that we get every year is around 60% effective. And so just to keep it in perspective, so 86% effectiveness for that vaccine is still very good with the Delta variant. And that is also a similar number for the Moderna vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines.
Dr. Miller, thanks very much. As you say, this seems to be the major topic about COVID-19 right now, the Delta variant, and understandably so. Thanks for going into detail on it with us.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Miller's with us every Tuesday here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.